It's time to get up in your mama.
Yes.
This one was called Your Mama on the demo. EP.
On the EP, yeah.
On the EP version, this one's called Your Mama.
Yeah.
That was the working title.
See, this makes me feel like old POD right here.
Yeah.
This is like, this gives me the old POD feel. Just straight up.
Old Southtown days right
here. Just freaking like, this is throw down right now.
Hard
straight
headed.
Up.
This is weed pulling.
Yup.
No doubt. Ditch digging, dude.
Ditch digging.
This reminds me of when we first got signed, me and Sonny were digging ditches and we heard our song on the radio and he looked at me and said, "Did you know I'm a recording artist for Atlantic Records?" I looked at him, "Mom, did you know I was a recording artist for Atlantic Records?"
Bro, sweet.
Sweet.
Now dig them ditches. Now get back to digging.
Get back to wake.
Label him John Doe, the
this,
raw
flow. This was cool about the EP is that this is one of the demo songs on the EP that you got to realize we've been recording for a year. So you can see the differences. Actually, there's lyrical changes in this song.
As opposed to this.
At Palm Springs, it sounds like Ja to me, but then we realized that, you know, we're talking about war in the verses. It was a lot more harder, a lot more edgier in the verses, and we're like, no, we changed it.
And it also seems like, you know, it's obviously been a catastrophic year on so many levels, and I think that this song came kind of midway through, and I've noticed that, you know, people serving overseas have really responded and reached out to you guys, and to me it seems like, you know, you're addressing them head on. And
we've met soldiers. I mean, they come to our shows, and it's an honor to be surrounded by, you know, men like this. I mean, with POD lyrics written on their forearms, you know, and something like that is just, you know, it's heartbreaking, man. And we serve and we honor this country and the people that fight for it, but at the same time, being surrounded in war at these times, you know, I think for this song, we're talking about the war within, you know, the stuff that we go through. And it is a battle constantly, you know? But, anyways, sounds like war.
I like that bass line right there, Trey.
Yeah. Well, you know about this song.
Thank you.
Trey's like, I know
you like it.
You ain't got to tell me,
fool. You ain't got to tell me,
fool. I already told myself I like this bass line. That's why I laid it on wax.
That's right, dude.
Who do you think plays bass in this band?
How many basses did you use on the album? Did you use the Warrior bass?
I used a few basses on this album. Most of the basses I used was a Warwick.
Five
and I recently switched over to another company that I'm using a bass called Warrior, which is a, you know, custom made bass. But yeah, I've used a few different basses. I used actually three basses on this album. Two Warwicks and one Warrior.
Hold on, wait, you gotta watch this little change on the drums.
This little ditty.
This is my favorite part.
Flip it. All backwards.
Yeah, all backwards. That's some Southtown funk right there. Don't even trip. Ready? Ready, kids?
What? Here it goes. What?
Here it comes.
I want to see the two-step in the
one,
pit.
The two. The
flip
three.
It. A flip it.
That's hot.
Yeah. Damn straight is hot.
It's joking.
Sounds like there's some birds going on, too.
I see you dancing.
That's Glenn's magical fingers on the... He's on his own thing.
What's cool, hey, again, with the EP, man, you'll be able to see the differences and the changes. And, you know, you're going to have some people that like the EP version better and some people like this version better. And that's what's cool about going through the process.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I mean, it took us a minute to finish this record, so it's cool to see this song and then Teachers, the changes. Oh, that's lovely.
See, getting very
I love all
sleepy.
That kind of stuff, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the tales of songs going to the next. It's cool.
And in the past, you guys have had interludes, but the interludes are now included in a handful of the songs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.